Please stand and face the cross. On behalf of the family, I'd like to welcome you to our service this morning. We pray that God would richly bless us as we hear His Word and are comforted by the sweet and good news of Jesus Christ for us and for our salvation. Everything is in our outline and our bulletin today and out of our hymnal. There's a worship insert with the readings that we'll be using for our service today. Our opening hymn is number 770, 770, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Following that hymn, we'll follow the service on page 278 and following. We'll make sure we're on the right page at the right time. Before we sing, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank You for this opportunity to be in Your house today, to hear Your Word, and to have Your Word heal our hurting hearts. Heavenly Father, we thank You for all the blessings that You showered down upon Lowell and his family and extended family during his life, but we especially thank You for calling him to faith in Jesus, washing him in the waters of holy baptism, fixing his eyes on Jesus, crucified and risen, for him, for us, and for the life of the world. Bless our time together, Lord. May the things that we do and say be to Your honor and glory. And help us, as always, to hear Your Word and to know the peace that only the blood of Jesus can bring. Heavenly Father, it's in His powerful and precious name that we gather worship, pray, and mourn this day. Amen. Hymn 770. Follow the order of worship on page 278. Page 278. Please stand as you're able. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In holy baptism, Lowell was clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered all his sin. St. Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his." We read together Psalm 23. Psalm 23.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God of grace and mercy, we give thanks for your loving kindness shown to Lowell and to all your servants who, having finished their course in faith, now rest from their labors. Grant that we also may be faithful unto death and receive the crown of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
We continue with the readings. Please be seated.
The Old Testament reading is from Isaiah chapter 57. The righteous man perishes, and no one lays it to heart. Devout men are taken away, while no one understands. For the righteous man is taken away from calamity. He enters into peace. They rest in their beds who walk in their uprightness. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle reading is from 2 Timothy chapter 4. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the gospel reading. Alleluia, alleluia. Jesus Christ is the firstborn of the dead.
To give me glory and power forever. Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the third chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
God has made us his people through our baptism into Christ. Living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, from thence he will come to judge the living and the
570. Please be seated.
Righteous man perishes, and no one lays it to heart. Devout men are taken away, while no one understands. For the righteous man is taken away from calamity. He enters into peace. They rest in their beds who walk in their uprightness. members of Good Shepherd, friends and family gathered from near and far, Mark, Tammy, Carol, grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our sermon this morning is the Old Testament lesson that I just read again from the 57th chapter of the prophet Isaiah, dear friends in Christ. The world has no idea what we're doing here today. Perhaps some of you don't have any idea either. The righteous man perishes and no one lays it to heart. Doesn't seem like that big of a deal in the grand scheme of things. Another death, another funeral, it happens to everyone. I doubt that the people who are stopped in traffic as we take the funeral procession to Lincoln Memorial this afternoon will really think twice about what they're seeing. It's just part of life, they'll say. We all go through it, whether you're used to being in a church sanctuary or not. For most people, today is a day to dress up and go through the motions, go through the ceremonies. But not for you. Devout men are taken away while no one understands. Devout men are taken away. Devout men like Lowell. Baptized, 1933, Bethlehem Lutheran Church, Crete, Nebraska. Confirmed, 1947, Bethlehem Lutheran Church, Crete, Nebraska. A faithful member of Good Shepherd for a number of years, who in his last years wanted to come here much more than he was able. He is taken away, and no one understands. We cry out, what did he do to deserve memory loss and confusion? Cancer. What did he do to deserve this day, this casket, the grave that we will soon place him into? For you, this isn't just something that happens. It's not just part of life. This is your father, your grandfather, your brother, your friend, your relative, your husband. 62 years. You were reciting that number to me in the hospital and then even after Lowell passed. 62 years. 62 years of marriage is something else that the world doesn't quite get, nor does it get the dedication of a wife who keeps vigil at the bed of her husband in his dying days, rendering that last example of service and love that the world rarely sees or appreciates. And what I told you on the day that Lowell passed away, privately or with just the family, I want to say now publicly, thank you. Thank you for your service to your husband in his last years and his last days. It was not easy. But you showed the same love that Jesus Christ showed you to the husband that Jesus had given to you. 62 years is a long time. But you weren't planning on it ending at 62, were you? You wanted 63, 64, 65, and so on. Devout men are taken away while no one understands. The world can't pretend that death is simply a part of life as much as it wants. But you know better. You feel death's sting this day and you rebel against it. For death is not the answer. Death is not a friend. Death is your enemy. Your greatest enemy. Your ancient enemy. Death is an enemy that needs defeating. But all the medicines and treatments that this world can offer still haven't solved it. Disease we can beat back, maybe. Cancer we can fight and every once in a while win. Memory loss and confusion we can attempt to treat. But death is always the winner. That is, until Jesus Christ came. He took on our flesh and blood to do away with death forever. As He Himself declares in one of the, or probably the most famous passage in all of Scripture, the first verse of your gospel lesson, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life." God loved the world. He loved you. He loved Lowell in this way, that He sent His Son, His only Son, whom He loved. And all who believe in Him do not perish eternally, but have eternal life. Jesus came to defeat death, to conquer our ancient foe, to overcome that vile enemy that took Lowell on Friday afternoon. He did this by taking Lowell's sin upon Himself, along with your sin and mine, together with the sin of the entire world. For Lowell was no different than you or me. He, like you and me, was a sinner in need of grace. If he was not sinful, then we wouldn't be here today. But because Lowell was sinful and destined because of that sin for death, Jesus was sinless and walked the way of the cross for Lowell and for all. Jesus went to the cross bearing the sin of the world upon His shoulders. They were His burden to bear. And when He died, He suffered the penalty that they all deserved. Jesus says, once again in our gospel lesson, God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through Him. And if Jesus died bearing our sin, bearing Lowell's sin, His sinless life and death in the place of our sinful life. And if He endured the very punishment, the very wrath of God Himself over that sin, you know what? There's no wrath left over for you. There's no wrath left over for any who believe, who cling to Jesus in faith. None at all. In fact, all who believe are righteous. They are blameless. They are devout. They walk in uprightness. All of those descriptions in our text are true of Lowell. They belong to all believers. Not in themselves, but because they have been made so by Jesus Christ. For He is the one who baptized Lowell, who preached His word into Lowell's ears, who fed Lowell with His body and His blood in the Lord's Supper. That chain of pastors who served Lowell throughout his life, a chain of which I was privileged to be the last link, were all simply instruments in His hands. Lowell truly is righteous, covered with the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Lowell truly is blameless, for he has been forgiven by the shed blood of Jesus. Lowell truly walks upright, for the Holy Spirit is with him. And so what we see today, it's deceiving. As we heard in our Old Testament lesson, the righteous man perishes and no one lays it to heart. Devout men are taken away while no one understands. It looks like death has won. It looks to us like Lowell is gone, that he is simply dead, period, end of story. No one understands. But that is not reality. Jesus has changed everything. For when he died, he did not remain in the grave, but he rose in victory on Easter morning. He died having paid the price for our sin, and he rose in triumph over our ancient foe. Death tried to take Jesus, but Jesus left death behind, defeated and conquered. What your eyes tell you today is not the whole story. Death hasn't defeated Lowell any more than it defeated Jesus. In fact, because Jesus defeated death, death cannot defeat Lowell. Now, death certainly tried its worst, didn't it? We saw that in his last days, really his last years. But in the end, death snapped its jaws on a Christian. And a Christian cannot be defeated by death. Listen to the second part of our Old Testament lesson. For the righteous man is taken away from calamity. He enters into peace. They rest in their beds, who walk in their uprightness. To all the world, it appears that Lowell has entered into calamity. But appearances are deceiving. He was taken away from calamity. At that moment, God fulfilled that petition, which was first prayed over Lowell on the day he was baptized. Deliver us from evil. God did deliver him from evil by taking him into peace. Perfect peace. He went from calamity to peace. From the valley of the shadow of death to the green pastures and the quiet waters of heaven. When Jesus first appeared to his disciples on that first Easter evening, he stood before them and he had for them one word. Peace be with you. That is why he rose, to bring us peace. The peace of the resurrection, the peace of his resurrection. And that is the peace that Lowell is enjoying right now. There he awaits you and me. A joyful family reunion with not only those whom he was close to during his life on this earth, all of you gathered here today, but also all his fellow saints in the body of Christ. There he awaits with all the saints that day which is coming, the day of victory, the final Easter day of resurrection. Lowell's body today rests on the bed that we have made for him. And we will shortly lay him to rest in a grave that bears his name. As our text says, they rest in their beds who walk in their uprightness. Now we may call it his final resting place, but there is nothing final about it. For a day is coming, and it is surely coming soon, when the last trumpet will sound, and Lowell's grave will be opened, along with all other graves, and his soul, which today is with Jesus, will be reunited with his body, a body renewed, a body restored, a heavenly body for a heavenly existence in the new heavens and the new earth. No more disease, no more cancer, no more memory loss, but a perfect body. It will never be corrupted again. that will never die again. For as Jesus rose from the dead, never to die again, so Lowell will rise from the dead, never to die again. 62 years, not quite long enough, was it? In the new heavens and the new earth, you will be reunited, Carol, with your beloved for eternity. In the glorious family reunion of all who have loved and believed in the Lord. The world doesn't get what we're doing here. They don't understand it. Why gather in a church when someone dies? Why? What can all this ceremony possibly do? And if we are only gathering here to talk about Lowell, to share some memories, good things that I encourage you to spend this day doing, but if that were all we were doing, the world would have a point. But we have gathered here to listen to the word of the one who conquered death, the same one who said to the waves, "Be still," the same one who stood at the entrance of a tomb and cried out, "Lazarus, come forth." The same one who rose again in 3 days, just as he said. A day is coming when that same Jesus is going to cry out, "Lowell, come forth." And he will, to the praise and honor and glory of Christ's name. That is where you find your comfort. Carol, Tammy, Mark, grandchildren, siblings, all the family, all the friends gathered here today. Your comfort is in Jesus, who conquered death and the grave for Lowell, and not just for Lowell, but for every one of you. The righteous man is taken away from calamity. He enters into peace. Lowell is righteous. He has been clothed with Christ's righteousness since the day Christ claimed him in the waters of holy baptism. And now he dwells in peace. Perfect peace forever. Asleep in Jesus. Blessed sleep. In his name. Amen. At this time, we stand as we come before our Lord, our Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, we come before him with our prayers and petitions.
Page 280 and following. Let us pray to the Lord, our God and Father, who raised Jesus from the dead. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together into one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant that all who have been nourished by the holy body and blood of your Son, may be raised to immortality and incorruption, to be seated with him at your heavenly banquet. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give to the family of Lowell and to all who mourn comfort in their grief and a sure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give courage and faith to the bereaved, that within the communion of your church, they may have strength to meet the days ahead in the assurance of a holy and certain hope, and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love who have departed in the faith. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Receive our thanks for Lowell and for all the blessings you bestowed on him in this earthly life. Bring us at last to our heavenly home, that with him we may see you face to face in the joys of paradise. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by his death, he destroyed the power of death. And by his resurrection, he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also. And that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die.
Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people. A light to reveal you to the nations, and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy and bring them home. Comfort us with the certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life and a joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.
Let us go forth in peace.
In the name of the Lord.
Immediately following our closing hymn, you are invited to join us for lunch in the fellowship hall. At the appropriate time, we will let everyone know that would like to go to Lincoln Memorial Park for the committal, but we'll have our lunch first and the committal will follow. In light of that, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank You that You have comforted us and nourished us with Your holy and precious Word. Heal our broken hearts, fill our void, and fix our eyes today, tomorrow, and always on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Bless our time of fellowship, our visits, our stories, our memories. Bless the meal we will receive, that it would nourish our bodies in the same way that Your holy and precious Word has nourished our soul. All these things, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, crucified and risen to give us life and life to the full. Amen. Amen. Our closing hymn is Rock of Ages, number 761. 761.